West African countries like the island state of São Tomé and Príncipe have put in place strict measures to prevent the deadly and highly contagious Marburg virus from arriving. São Tomé's health ministry says that all passengers who come into São Tomé from Angola will remain under medical watch for 3 to 10 days, the incubation period of the virus. The epicenter of the current outbreak is in the northern Angolan province of Ouidji, which is near Gabon and borders the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Gabonese Director General of Health, Kambila Terende, says the government has issued an alert to all airplanes warning passengers about the symptoms of the disease. Although authorities have not stopped people from crossing the borders by land, there are teams set up to interrogate people and see if they show symptoms. The Gabonese government is also sending teams into villages to try and educate people about the disease, as well as handing out information leaflets on its borders. International health agencies are training local staff in the region to recognize the disease, which initially mimics the symptoms of severe flu or malaria. No cases outside Angola have been confirmed by international health agencies, but there have been local reports of suspected deadly cases in both the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Republic of Congo. There is no cure for the Marburg virus, which causes bleeding and fever, and in some cases causes the victim's skin to peel off. It is spread through touch and direct contact with body fluids. The International Red Cross is working with health agencies in the region to try and educate people about how the disease is contracted. A doctor who has worked amid similar epidemics before, Hakan Sandblad, says that although people in the region cross borders every day to work in other countries, diseases like Marburg tend to be locally contained.
It's just having outbreaks every half year or 1 year apart, and also then it seems to kill itself, so to say, itself dying. So actually what we have seen so far in all the outbreaks is that it is locally contained.
Dr. Sandblad says people are unlikely to travel once having contracted the virus because they fall ill very quickly. Some people survive the Marburg virus, but it is not yet known why. 75% of cases in this current outbreak involve children under the age of 5. Gabby Menezes for VOA News, Abidjan.